Live from the historic parsonage of the 19th century gospel minister George Norcross in downtown Carlisle, Pennsylvania, it's Iron Sharpens Iron. This is a radio platform in which pastors, Christian scholars, and theologians address the burning issues facing the church and the world today. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17 tells us iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Matthew Henry said that in this passage, we are cautioned to take heed with whom we converse and directed to have in view in conversation to make one another wiser and better. It is our hope that this goal will be accomplished over the next 2 hours, and we hope to hear from you, the listener, with your own questions. And now, here's your host, Chris Arnzen.
Good afternoon, Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, Lake City, Florida, and the rest of humanity living on the planet Earth who are listening via live streaming at IronSharpensIronRadio.com. This is Chris Arnzen, your host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, wishing you all a happy Wednesday on this 28th day of August 2019. And I'm thrilled to have both a returning guest, a favorite guest of mine, and a new time or first time guest who will be joining us in the second hour. Joining us for both hours is my old friend, Dr. Latane C. Scott, who is an award-winning veteran of the Christian publishing industry, having written over 24 books and having earned a PhD in biblical studies. She's going to be on with us for both hours, and joining us for the second hour will be Dr. Beth Robinson. And Dr. Robinson is a licensed professional counselor and approved supervisor for licensed professional counselors. She is a certified school counselor with a teaching certificate and a frequent expert witness in legal proceedings involving sexual abuse. They are both going to be discussing a book that they co-authored together, Protecting Your Child from Predators, How to Recognize and Respond to Sexual Danger, published by Bethany House. And it's my honor and privilege, first of all, to welcome you back to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, Dr. Latane C. Scott.
Hi, I'm very happy to be here, and I don't know who you're calling old friend. Speak for yourself.
Well, I am honest enough to acknowledge my senior citizen status. Actually, it's not technically that. I'm only 57. But I didn't refer to you in that way, obviously, in regard to your age, just to the decades I have known you. And our friendship started before I even had my own radio show, and I was helping the talk show host of the station that I worked for 15 years, WMCA 570 AM, Andy Anderson, who is now with the Lord for eternity. But I first came to know you when Andy was asking for my help booking guests, and you were one of them. And the first time I got you on there was for your classic work. It's now a classic, The Mormon Mirage.
Yes, and I remember that well.
And for our listeners who don't know, Dr. Latane C. Scott is a Mormon convert to biblical Christianity. So she's got a wealth of information on that subject, and we have interviewed her a number of times on that issue and others. But Latane, if you could, this is a very timely, very important book, especially in our day and age. How did you come to have in your mind, I've got to write a book on protecting children from predators? Where did this thought come from, and how did you gather the information to make yourself an authority in some sense on this issue, enough so to write a book?
Well, you know, there's an O. Henry story called The Gift of the Magi, where two people who care very deeply for each other end up giving some sacrificially to give to the other person. And the woman cuts her hair to buy a watch, and the man, I forget what he does. But anyway, the idea is that there are two people who love each other, support each other, and they sacrificially give to each other.
I saw that, by the way, my late wife and I saw that off-Broadway in the theater.
Ah, then you're very familiar with it. Well, the kind of the same concept happened with Dr. Beth and me. Dr. Beth was actually a college professor to both of our children. And the kids both told us about this Dr. Beth Robinson, how super she was and what a great teacher she was. And I know she's just one of the most popular teachers ever because she's so approachable, as your listeners will hear when she joins us in the second hour. But she became a friend to me, and a lot of people who know me personally know that during the last 8 years, my husband, to whom I've been married for 46 years now, became very, very ill. And so during that process, Dr. Beth was just such a help to me personally, just as a friend, and would such a good counselor to me. And I said to her one time, I wish I could do something to repay you for all your kindness to me. And that conversation passed. And then later on, she was doing what we all do, Chris, you and I, at the ages we are. You start evaluating, what have I contributed to the kingdom? What have I done during my life? And she was saying something like that to me, and I said, Beth, there are going to be thousands and thousands of young people standing before the throne of God praising your name because you have made the difference between life and death. And it's true. Dr. Beth gets right in some of those of the worst foster care and adopted and homeless and abused children. Situations, and she is that voice of kindness and reason and stability that has helped thousands and thousands of children. And I said, well, Beth, you know, there are going to be all these people standing before the throne of God praising your name for what you've done and that very few people know about. And but I said, I wish there was some way we could take all that wisdom from all these decades of dealing with all of these abused children and all of these hurting parents whose children have been sexually abused. I wish there was some way we could get that story out. And so she had given to me, and I gave to her. I said, you know, why don't I help you write a book about that? Because, don't get me wrong, she's written several books, and she is certainly capable of writing a book by herself. But I said, let me take the burden off you for that. And I will do the writing. You do the research. You're the expert. You know, you're the one with all the experience. You're the one with the case files full of information. You get me the information, and I'll write it. And that is the strength of this book, Chris, is that this comes out of her case files. Every chapter in this book starts, or every chapter with a scenario, starts with a situation right out of her case files of real people facing real problems and how they came about. And the book is not intended to scare people, because some of them are very innocuous situations in which a child ended up being abused. But the stories are intended for you to stand alongside those parents and understand what happened that allowed that situation. What could be done? And then the extra good news, and if your listeners don't hear anything from me other than this today, the extra good news is that most children can recover very well from sexual abuse, especially if it's of short duration or happens early in life. And if they get counseling, like Dr. Beth provides, like many other wonderful, selfless counselors around the country, Christian counselors do, they can lead the children through a process where they can heal and have satisfying lives with other people and with the Lord.
Praise God. That is good news, because I had always feared that the likelihood was that the victims would be suffering for the rest of their lives in ways that radically, negatively affected their lives. So it's good to hear that there is such great hope, as long as the proper procedures are taking place, and also that the Lord is in the situation, and it's very good to hear this. I just want to read a commendation for this book by Jim Daly, president of Focus on the Family. If you're a parent, chances are one of your biggest fears is that your child will be sexually assaulted. And given today's 24-hour news cycle, we see and hear plenty of sickening accounts to feed our worst fears. In their new book, however, Drs. Robinson and Scott encourage you not to live in fear, but to equip yourself and your kids with the awareness and skills that will help keep them safe. And as I said, that's Jim Daly, president, Focus on the Family.
We were so honored to have someone of such prestige see the value of this book. Just so honored.
Yes. And, you know, this is not really, it's probably intensified in the 21st century, but I can even remember as being a little kid. I didn't really think about sexual assault against myself because I didn't even know what that was probably, but I can remember there was a fear in my mother's heart and mind, even in the 60s and early 70s when I would be trick-or-treating or things like that. There was always some kind of underlying fear about abduction or some kind of harm being done to me as a child. And but this is really, it's sickening and terrifying and so saddening and maddening that in this day and age, it is just so rampant. And first of all, let me ask you to begin our interview with Know the Turf and have a plan to protect your children so that our listeners aren't going to be caught off guard. We'll open up our interview the way you open up the book.
Well, we begin the book with the story of sports doctor Larry Nassar, who reportedly assaulted more than 150 athletes.
Wow.
And some of this happened, actually, in the presence of their parents in an examination room. The parents weren't even aware. And the way that
wow.
he controlled these girls as the team doctor for the athletic team. And we began the book with that story because it's just hard to believe that someone who is in a position of prominence, visibility, and trust, who is trusted by so many people, would have done something like that and gotten away with it with so many people for so long. And one of the points that Dr. Robinson makes over and over again is it's probably not going to be the person in the trench coat that jumps out from behind a bush and grabs your kid and assaults them. It's probably statistically going to be someone that you know and you trust if your child's going to be abducted, assaulted, sexually assaulted. And we're not trying to make people afraid. Dr. Beth is not trying to make people fearful. She's just trying to make them vigilant so you know what to look for. And these people that do this have some very overt characteristics that some good people have some of these characteristics too. So just kind of put your radar up, you know, kind of put your radar up. If you sit in a pew on Sundays, it's statistically probable that you're surrounded by adults and youth who have been abused in some way or another, and they don't talk about it. And Dr. Beth's research says that on average, one in every four female churchgoers, I'm going to repeat that again, one in every four female churchgoers has been abused in the past, and one in six of the males.
Wow. I never would have guessed it was that high.
Yes. And she tells a story. I don't know whether she told it personally to me, but I think it's in the book here, that when she got to college, you know, Dr. Beth had the wonderful upbringing that every parent would want to get to their children. She had two loving parents, great brothers and sisters, and she grew up in a rural area, and she was an athlete herself, you know, and just had the greatest childhood, and she went away to college, and when she got to college, she was absolutely shocked to have so many of her roommates, classmates, new friends end up sharing with her that they had been sexually abused at some time in the past. And this was at a Christian college. She was just absolutely stunned because, and I hear in your voice, that's so far from my personal experience, your personal experience, that it's not, and was not part of her personal experience, but she was shocked find out how many people had been sexually abused that were nice Christian girls.
Well, you were alluding to the fact that there are characteristic traits. Now, I'm so glad that you said there are good people that have these traits, too, because we wouldn't want our audience to automatically think, hey, you know, Bill, who sits behind us at church, you know, he's got those. So you're not saying that these are traits we should automatically say this person is a pervert or a predator or a molester. You're just saying that these are traits that are common among these people that even some good people possess.
Well, let me go scriptural on you here and talk about Satan, who masquerades as an angel of light.
Mm-hmm.
The angel of light and he would share characteristics, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So good people can share these same characteristics with a predator. But here is what Dr. Beth would say. Anytime there's an adult who takes a special interest in your child, and whether it's a coach, a music teacher, we give an example in the book from her case files of a music teacher who the young man went for music lessons, and the coach or the music teacher told his mom, boy, you know, this kid's got extra special talent. I'll give him free time, you know, free extra lessons. And the mother, of course, is thrilled to have, you know, 30 more minutes, 45 more minutes free time to go run errands or whatever she did when she dropped her son off. And I can tell you later the process that the man went through to in the abuse process. But anytime Dr. Beth would say that there is an adult or an older child even who takes such a special interest in your child that they want time alone with them. They may give gifts to you or to the child, to you as a parent or to the child. They may offer, you know, to let them stay over while you go on a weekend, anything like that. Now, good people will do that, too. But I have to tell you, what I'm seeing is good people don't want to be accused of that. So they will want to spend time with your child and you.
Yeah.
So that there's no suspicion.
Yeah, I remember. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, and I don't want you to forget where you were going with that. So just remember what you were going to say.
Okay.
I remember a guest that I had on the program had some topic that was similar to what we were discussing today. And he was saying that one thing that you have to be careful about is that although it is good and healthy and even Christ-like and godly to love children, it is a red light, or a red light should go off when somebody is really preoccupied with the love and attention and company of children to an excess where they're always offering to babysit, or they want to go off and play with the children alone. And of course, you know, we always have to be careful, because bearing false witness against our neighbor is a sin. It's a part of the Decalogue, even. So these are just things that should be red lights and not automatically give us reason to necessarily think that person is definitely guilty of being a predator or a pervert of some kind. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, caution should immediately envelop in our minds and hearts.
Yes, absolutely. And that's not true, Chris, just for parents. It's true for churches, too. And Dr. Beth gives an example, in fact, several examples of churches and parachurch organizations like Christian Camp, who end up not doing their due diligence in checking the backgrounds of people who move into the community or volunteer, you know, in an organization. And, of course, Boy Scouts have been in the headlines for this very thing, is that if you got an adult that's really interested in kids, it's not just the parents need to watch out. It's the church organization needs to make sure this person has not had that kind of an experience in the past. And I hate to say it, we're to welcome strangers into our midst. And I think our church is a good example of people that do. But you have to be wise. You have to be very wise. And if any adult is really, really interested in kids, that person should never allow, no person should be allowed to be alone in a closed area with a child. In our church building, Dr. Beth came and did a seminar not too long ago, and as a result of that, we did what most churches are doing now. We have windows in all classrooms. You know, if a child's going to be taken to the bathroom, two people take the child to the bathroom. You know, an adult and a child aren't closed up anywhere alone. And so this book isn't just for parents because, you know, here I am. I don't have little kids. I have grandchildren, but they're not with me all the time. This is for any adult to be the protector, the guardian, the noble helper to children in general. And, you know, Jesus was so worried about that. He said, you know, offenses are going to come, but woe to does it to whomever does it to a child. It'd be better for them to have a millstone put around their neck and thrown in the ocean.
Amen.
So he had no patience for child abusers. None. Zero tolerance.
Is there any other, or are there any other things that should cause a red light to flash in our minds when we are viewing the character traits of a person that has any contact or responsibility or role in the church or in public life that involves our children?
You know, this is so simple that I think some of us don't think to do it, but every community in the United States has a website you can go to find out who the predators, the sexual offenders, convicted sexual offenders are in your neighborhood. And Dr. Beth gives the example of, you know, her mother and dad had a home in a very small community where almost everybody knew everybody. And, but of course, you know, there was new blood that would come in. People would rent houses, you know, or people would move out. And she ran a search on her mother's neighborhood for registered sex offenders. And here's what she said. She said the sex offender that lived practically next door to her elderly mother. And of course, sex offenders, usually they are age-specific. Usually they have an age or a type that they like. And some of them are, you know, are abusers of older people and not just younger people. But she said the picture that popped up on the screen was of the nicest-looking young man. And she said if he had rang the doorbell and said, can I help your mom while, you know, when you're not here? Can I come over and do any chores for her? Let me just volunteer to help with yard work or something. She said I would have been so tempted to say, sure. Because he was so clean-cut and so nice-looking, and yet he was a registered sex offender. So I'm sure she would say one of the first things you can do is check in your own neighborhood.
Yeah.
Where's the registered sex offender? And I found out in my own housing complex there's a registered sex offender in my own housing complex.
Wow. Well, there's another thing to learn from that, that evil people are not always ugly.
Boy, that's the truth.
And some of us... some of it may be because of movies and television, but especially when we think of sexual perverts, we typically think of an unattractive person because we automatically think, we play a psychologist or psychiatrist, and we think, well, the only reason a person is a pervert is because they can't get a normal relationship, a normal heterosexual relationship with an adult near their own age and pursue a normal and even biblically faithful relationship with someone. So we automatically think it's all those unattractive people out there that eventually get drawn into these dark and sinister and perverse lifestyles. But that is not always the case. It might not even be predominantly the case.
You'd have to ask Dr. Beth about it, but I'm pretty sure she'd say that one of the main characteristics of a sex offender against children is that he's charming because he has to charm you as the parents into
right.
trusting him with his children. And, of course, I keep saying him. There are women sexual predators, but there aren't that many. And again, that's something that Dr. Beth might have a statistic for you on, and I don't know about that. But they're almost always men, and they're very charming, and they're very helpful. And again, see, that's the angel of light thing, you know. An angel of light is an angel of light, and Satan masquerades as an angel of light. So, you know, people who are helpful, who want to help you with your children. And I did that myself, you know, Chris, when I think back on it, before I had grandchildren. It didn't seem that perhaps because our children were delaying in marriage and delaying in having children for their own reasons. There were families at church that I'd, you know, say, hey, you know, let me help you out. You know, I'll keep your kids this weekend. I know you don't have a lot of money. Let me, you know, you and your husband go get away or whatever. And they trusted me with their children, and they should have because I'm trustworthy. But that's exactly what somebody who's not trustworthy would have done. So, you know, I guess it would have been better, looking back now, it would have been better for me to say, hey, my husband and I and another couple are going to kind of have a sleepover, or we're going to have kind of a thing here at our house, and we'll all be here together, you know, something so that I would have never been alone with the children, which I really wasn't at night. I was never alone with them. But I'm just saying, we have to be wise, Chris. We have to be wise, because if we want to protect our children, we can't act like the people who would hurt our children.
Right, and I would assume that because of the fact that there are many people who have completely pure motives in wanting to help with children who love, perhaps they love sports, and they love teaching and training children sports, or you could go on and on with the reasons that they love the company of children. I would think that where the red light is really going to not only flash, but alarm bells are going off, was when you sense any resistance from this person of having your company involved or the company of other adults in your family.
Exactly. It's anyone who wants time alone with your child. That's the key. Anybody who wants time alone with your child. There's no reason why an adult has to be alone with a child that I can think of. I can't think of a legitimate reason. Now, a lot of people are countering this, like music teachers, Christian music teachers, Christian coaches, others. They just put a camera up in the room where they're going to be with the child teaching piano or whatever, and give the parents the code, say, hey, check on us anytime you want to. And the same thing is true for daycares, you know. If you're going to leave your child with strangers at a daycare, you should be able to see what's going on all the time with your child.
Now, when Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
When you say there's never any reason for somebody, an adult, to be alone with a child, I'm assuming you're talking about like a one-on-one kind of a situation. My father, for instance, for decades was a Cub Scout master. Although he was not the only adult at these campouts and, you know, off in the woods with the kids. But, you know, there are times when there are multiple children alone with an adult, and the setting would not be strange or off-putting or necessarily something to alarm us.
Well, I think people are starting to make provisions for having two adults around when something like that happens, you know, in situations like that. The Boy Scouts have gotten such a bad report of what some of their leaders have done with children, and I don't know whether they were done in group settings. I highly doubt that. But I'll tell you something else that you may not know, Chris. Did you know that the Mormon Church, it has come to light that in the Mormon Church that hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cases have come up where Mormon priesthood leaders, alone with young people and children, have done the same thing.
Wow.
And the reason for that is, when you're Mormon, and of course this is my background, once a year you go in for tithing settlement to report, you know, what tithing you've given to the church. But if you want to go, for instance, on a mission, you want to get married, you want to go to a Mormon temple, you have to have something called a temple recommend. And to get a temple recommend, the process has been before that you go in with your bishop alone, and they ask you questions like, are you sexually pure? Do you keep the word of wisdom, the health laws? Do you support the prophet and that sort of thing? And some of those dirty old men have used that time and their patriarchal authority over especially young girls to sexually abuse them.
Wow.
I mean, this is a big scandal in the Mormon Church. Big scandal right now.
Wow. And if, for anybody who has tuned in late and they heard Latane say, this is my background, meaning her background, she is a convert out of Mormonism, and she is a Bible-believing evangelical Christian today, so I just wanted to set your mind at ease. We're going to our first break right now, and if anybody would like to join us, our email address is chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com, and please, when you send in an email, give us at least your first name, your city and state, and your country of residence. And only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. Now, with a subject like this, I could readily see that there may be people out there who do have genuinely personal and private questions because it involves perhaps horrible things that have happened to them or their children. So we completely understand your desire to remain anonymous and will grant that request. But if it's just a general question for information, please give us at least your first name, your city and state, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA. So our email address is chrisarnzen@gmail.com. That's chrisarnzen@gmail.com. Don't go away. God willing, we'll be right back after these messages with more of Dr. Latane C. Scott and protecting your child from predators.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Pastor Brandon Scalf of Cruciform Bible Church in Indianapolis, Indiana, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chris Hatton of Grace Chapel in Sanford, Florida, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Jack Wilkie, minister of the Forney Church of Christ in Forney, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Mike Wachowski of Westminster Chapel in Ball Ground, Georgia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Steve Cooley of Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston, Massachusetts, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Brock Evans from Wading River Baptist Church in Wading River, Long Island, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Tom Lasser of Crestview Baptist Church in Big Spring, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB and tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnson on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
I'm James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries, and my friend Chris Arnson and I are excited to be attending another G3 conference together in Atlanta, Georgia, Thursday, January 16th through Saturday, January 18th, on a theme that is vitally important to all of us, Worship Matters. I'll be on the speaking lineup with Derek Thomas, Joel Beakey, Paul Washer, Steve Lawson, Phil Johnson, Tom Askell, Vody Balcom, and the world-renowned preacher, teacher, and author John MacArthur. A fascinating new addition to the roster is Costi Hinn, nephew of the notorious false teacher Benny Hinn. Costi has repented of the word faith heresies of his youth and is now a Reformed Baptist pastor and cessationist in California. Come join me and Chris Arnson at G3 2020, January 16th through the 18th in Atlanta by registering at g3conference.com. That's g3conference.com. See you there.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio depends upon the financial support of fine Christian organizations to remain on the air.
like the Historical Bible Society. The Historical Bible Society maintains a collection of Christian books, manuscripts, and Bibles of historical significance spanning nearly 1,000 years. The mission of HBS is the preservation and public display of ancient scripture, dissemination of scripture, to provide tools equipping believers in Christian apologetics with evidence for the Bible's reliability, and to introduce Reformation literature and Christian art to a broader audience. Since 2004, HBS has toured schools and churches throughout the Northeast United States, reaching thousands of believers and non-believers alike who are hungry for knowledge of the Bible. HBS's founder, Daniel P. Buttafuoco, attorney at law, is committed to sharing this collection along with an inspirational historical message that will captivate you and your church. Come journey through their website, historicalbiblesociety.org. The collection includes a complete 11th century Bible, an actual page of the Gutenberg Bible from 1455, the first book ever printed, the Geneva Bible, the 1611 King James Bible, and much, much more. Visit historicalbiblesociety.org today. Thank you, Daniel P. Buttafuoco, attorney at law, for your faithful support of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Hi, this is John Sam.
Hello, my name is James Renahan, and I'm the president of IRBS Theological Seminary in Mansfield, Texas. The Word of God says, if a man desires the office of an overseer, he desires a good thing. Do you have the desire to serve Jesus Christ in pastoral ministry? 20 years ago, the Institute of Reformed Baptist Studies at Westminster Seminary, California was born. For those 2 decades, these institutions worked together to train men for ministry in Reformed Baptist churches. It has been a wonderful partnership. Now we have advanced our school into an independent seminary offering a full program of courses leading to the Master of Divinity degree. This is IRBS Theological Seminary. We believe that the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments are the inspired and inerrant Word of God, that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh who came to save sinners by his life, death, and resurrection, and that the task of the church is to honor and serve the triune God in all things. IRBS Theological Seminary is dedicated by God's grace to preparing godly ministers who will be committed to these doctrines. Do you sense a call to serve Jesus Christ and his church as a pastor? Why not consider IRBS Theological Seminary? You'll find more information at irbsseminary.org. That's irbsseminary.org, 2 S's in the middle. I hope to hear from you soon. God bless you.
As host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, I frequently get requests from listeners for church recommendations. A church I've been strongly recommending as far back as the 1980s is Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey, pastored by Alan Dunn. Grace Covenant Baptist Church believes it's God's prerogative to determine how he shall be worshipped and how he shall be represented in the world. They believe churches need to turn to the Bible to discover what to include in worship and how to worship God in spirit and truth. Grace Covenant Baptist Church endeavors to maintain a God-centered focus, reading, preaching, and hearing the Word of God, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Baptism and communion are the scriptural elements of their corporate worship, performed with faith, joy, and sobriety. Discover more about Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey, at gcbcnj.squarespace.com. That's gcbcnj.squarespace.com, or call them at 908-996-7654. That's 908-996-7654. Tell Pastor Dunn that you heard about Grace Covenant Baptist Church on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Hi, this is John Sampson, pastor of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, taking a moment of your day to talk about Chris Arnzen and the Iron Sharpens Iron podcast. I consider Chris a true friend and a man of high integrity. He's a skilled interviewer who's not afraid to ask the big, penetrating questions while always defending the key doctrines of the Christian faith. I've always been happy to point people to this podcast, knowing it's one of the very few safe places on the internet where folk won't be led astray. I believe this podcast needs to be heard far and wide. This is a day of great spiritual compromise, and yet God has raised Chris up for just such a time. And knowing this, it's up to us as members of the body of Christ to stand with such a ministry in prayer and in finances. I'm pleased to do so and would like to ask you to prayerfully consider joining me in supporting Iron Sharpens Iron financially. Would you consider sending either a one-time gift or even becoming a regular monthly partner with this ministry? I know it would be a huge encouragement to Chris if you would. All the details can be found at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can click support. That's ironsharpensironradio.com.
I'm Dr. Tony Costa, Professor of Apologetics and Islam at Toronto Baptist Seminary. I'm thrilled to introduce to you a church where I've been invited to speak and have grown to love, Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, Long Island, New York, pastored by Rich Jensen and Christopher McDowell. It's such a joy to witness and experience fellowship with people of God like the dear saints at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, who have an intensely passionate desire to continue digging deeper and deeper into the unfathomable riches of Christ in His Holy Word, and to enthusiastically proclaim Christ Jesus the King and His doctrines of sovereign grace in Suffolk County, Long Island, and beyond. I hope you also have the privilege of discovering this precious congregation and receive the blessing of being showered by their love, as I have. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net. Or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, New York, that you heard about them from Tony Costa on Iron Sharpens Iron.
Did you know that all believers are priests? In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, the Apostle Peter describes Christ's church as comprising a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. So if you're a Christian, you're also a priest. Now you can find the newest styles in Reformed and Protestant apparel at citizenpriest.com. Citizenpriest.com specializes in Christian-themed t-shirts and clothing especially for Reformed Christians. Citizenpriest.com's merchandise is purposefully scripture-based and meant for the edification of the saints and the furtherance of the gospel. Let everyone know that you stand firm on the doctrines of the Reformed faith by wearing apparel from citizenpriest.com. Visit citizenpriest.com today.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Welcome back. If you just joined us, our guest today for the full 2 hours is Dr. Latane C. Scott, co-author of Protecting Your Child from Predators. And in about a half hour, we're going to be joined by her co-author, Beth Robinson. who helped write the same book we are addressing today. If you have questions for Latane, and then, of course, later on, also for Beth, our email address is chrisarnson@gmail.com. chrisarnson@gmail.com. Please give us your first name, at least your city and state of residence, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA. Only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. And Latane, we have a question from Mary in Cork, Ireland. And Mary says, I have two friends in their late 50s who were sexually abused when they were children, one by a priest, the other by a Christian brother who was a teacher. The abuse went on for many years. And she says, I have listened to their heartbreaking stories. One is married now with children. The other never married, has no children, and his life was destroyed. He still has graphic memories of the abuse, though the pain has healed somewhat. They are both Christians today. How do you suggest supporting and encouraging an adult victim of abuse, apart from being compassionate and being a good listener? Thanks for taking the time to read this question.
There's a book that's just come out by a woman named Mary DeMuth, D-E-M-U-T-H, and it's called We Too. And as you know, the Me Too movement is something that's kind of swept American society, the idea that people are coming forward with stories such as those heartbreaking stories that were just described. And Mary DeMuth was a victim of a child predator herself. And she has written a book called We Too that outlines ways that Christians can support victims of sexual abuse. I'm not a counselor. I'm not the person that could give advice, but I can recommend a book that I think will be very helpful, and that is We Too by Mary DeMuth.
Well, I appreciate that very much, and thank you so much, Mary, in Cork, Ireland, for your question. And we know that you have a relative here in the United States, so we will make sure that individual gets the book that will later be passed on to you. We only mail out books to listeners in the United States, and we apologize to those listening overseas who have questions. We cannot ship books out to you, but Mary has a relative here in America.
Oh, good.
So we are going to make sure that you get that eventually, Mary, and this is compliments of our friends at Bethany House Publishers, and also a compliments of our friends at Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service, cvbbs.com, who ship out all of our winners, their free books and Bibles and other things they win when they submit questions. We have Grady in Asheboro, North Carolina, and Grady says, greetings, Chris and Dr. Scott. I have heard testimonies from repentant homosexuals that they were abused by someone as a child. Did you find this to be common with those that are homosexuals? Also, do you have any suggestions on the best way to confront those doing the cross-dressing reading hours in our public libraries? In fact, one of those individuals at least made nationwide news, maybe even worldwide news, for being a child molester, one of these drag queens in the libraries. But thank you, Grady.
Grady, I'm afraid I am not qualified to answer that first question. Can we put it on ice until Dr. Beth gets on the line?
That's a very good idea.
She would be the one. Yeah. But the second one, I can tell you what I did with my local public library, because I called the head of the library system and waited, repeatedly called until I got that person on the line and said, look, I very much object to having people who are these role models reading in our libraries. And I am a library patron. I gave you my library card number. I said, you can look at my records. And I said, not only that, I'm an author. And so you carry my books in your library system. I borrow your books in the library system. And my children borrowed your books. And my grandchildren go to the library. And we are all telling you this is a bad idea. Don't do this. And I made him take down my name and my number and my telephone number so that he had a record of somebody saying, look, you know, I'm not just somebody just, you know, popping in to complain. I'm a person who has been part of this library system inside and out for decades, and I think this is a terrible idea, and I want you to stop it.
So they were doing this at your local library, having drag queens read stories?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That is, it's just mind-boggling why an adult's sexual fetish would... why anybody would be compelled to introduce that into the lives of young, innocent minds. It's just so aggravating. You know, it's like if an adult heterosexual said, I want to read stories in my sadomasochist gear to the children. Do you mind if I wear my leather chaps and Nazi helmet and whip when I read children's stories? You know, I mean, I don't even have words. It's just amazingly demonic. Thank you so much, Grady, and make sure we get your full mailing address in Asheboro, North Carolina, because you have also won a free copy of Protecting Your Child from Predators. Compliments of our friends at Bethany House and also CVBBS.com will be shipping out that book to you. We're going to be going to go ahead.
Oh, can I just say something about how faithful CVBBS is to ship out books? They have been such a faithful supporter of your ministry and have been so faithful to do that. I just appreciate them so much.
Oh, I really appreciate you saying that. I'm sure they even appreciate it more. And we're going to our midway break right now. And by the way, it might be wise, Latane, if during this break you can get a hold of Beth and tell her that she doesn't need to call in until about 4:45 Eastern time. She can call in anytime she wants, but if she calls in immediately at 5, she'll be waiting about 15 minutes because this is our long midway break. This is the time of the program where Grace Life Radio, 90.1 FM in Lake City, Florida, requires a longer break from us in the middle of the show because they have to, according to FCC regulations, localize their programming to Lake City, Florida, including Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. So they use this time to air their own public service announcements and other things that localize Iron Sharpens Iron Radio to Lake City, Florida. So my advice to you who are listening is, number one, please be patient as we take this longer than normal break. Number two, please write down the information provided by our advertisers, because the more you know about our advertisers, the more frequently and successfully you'll be able to patronize our advertisers, which means the more likely we're going to remain on the air for a longer period of time, because we depend on the advertising dollars of our sponsors to exist. So please remember that. I know that some of you who listen to the recordings of the program fast forward through the advertisements, please try not to do that all the time, at least, because we really need you to help us to survive if you love this show. And one of the ways you can do that is by patronizing our advertisers. So please do that. Write down the information of our advertisers and patronize them as much as you can, even sometimes just calling them or writing them to tell them, I thank you so much for sponsoring Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. The other thing you could do is write down questions for Dr. Latane C. Scott and also Beth Robinson, who is going to be joining us for the second hour. And that email address, again, is chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com. And as always, please always give us your first name, at least your city and state of residence and your country of residence if you live outside of the USA. And only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. Don't go away. God willing, we'll be right back with Dr. Latane C. Scott and Beth Robinson. Chris Arnson, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio here. I want to tell you about a man I have personally known for many years. His name is Dan Buttafuoco. Dan is a personal injury and medical malpractice lawyer, but not the type that typically comes to mind. Dan cares about people and is a theologian himself. Recently, he wrote a book titled Consider the Evidence for the Bible. Ravi Zacharias wrote the foreword. Dan also has a master's degree in theology. Dan handles serious injury and medical malpractice cases in all 50 states,
He represents many Christians in serious injury matters all over the country. Dan is an exceptional trial lawyer. He wrote the test for the National Board of Trial Advocacy. And currently his firm has over 100 cases that have settled for $1 million or more, and in approximately 10 different states. In Illinois, his lawyers had the fourth largest settlement in the state's history. In New York, his case involving a paralyzed police officer made the front page of the Law Journal. If you have a serious personal injury or medical malpractice claim in any state, I recommend that you call Dan. Consultations are free. There is no fee unless you win. Dan Buttafuoco's number is 1-800-669-4878. 1-800-669-4878. Or email me for Dan's contact information at chrisarnzen@gmail.com. That's chrisarnzen@gmail.com.
I'm Pastor Bill Shishko, host of A Visit to the Pastor's Study, and I am so thankful to be part of the advertising family right here on Iron Sharpens Iron. If you live on Long Island, or if you're visiting the metropolitan New York area, I invite you to join us for worship at The Haven on Sundays at 4:30 p.m. We meet at the Ascension Lutheran Church facility, 33 Bayshore Road in Deer Park, New York. At The Haven, you'll find God-saturated singing, gospel-rich ministry, and great commission opportunities. Learn more about us at thehavenli.com and join us this Sunday at 4:30 p.m., 33 Bayshore Road, Deer Park, New York.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Dr. Joseph Piper, President and Professor of Systematic and Homiletical Theology at Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary in Taylor, South Carolina. And the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chuck White at the First Trinity Lutheran Church in Tonawanda, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Anthony Mathenia of Christ Church in Radford, Virginia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jesse Miller of Damascus Road Christian Church in Gardnerville, Nevada, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Bruce Bennett of Word of Truth Church in Farmingville, Long Island, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Rodney Brown of Metro Bible Church in Southlake, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jim Harrison of Red Mills Baptist Church in Mayapack Falls, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries and the Dividing Line webcast here. Although God has brought me all over the globe for many years to teach, preach, and debate at numerous venues, some of my very fondest memories are from those precious times of fellowship with Pastor Rich Jensen and the brethren at Hope Reformed Baptist Church, now located at their new beautiful facilities in Coram, Long Island, New York. I've had the privilege of opening God's Word from their pulpit on many occasions, have led youth retreats for them, and have always been thrilled to see their members filling many seats at my New York debates. I do not hesitate to highly recommend Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, to anyone who wants to be accurately taught, discipled, and edified by the Holy Scriptures, and to be surrounded by truly loving and caring brothers and sisters in Christ. I also want to congratulate Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram for the recent appointment of Pastor Rich Jensen's co-elder, Pastor Christopher McDowell. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, that you heard about them from James White on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Did you know that all believers are priests? In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, the Apostle Peter describes Christ's church as comprising a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. So if you're a Christian, you're also a priest. Now you can find the newest styles in Reformed and Protestant apparel at citizenpriest.com. Citizenpriest.com specializes in Christian-themed t-shirts and clothing especially for Reformed Christians. Citizenpriest.com's merchandise is purposefully scripture-based and meant for the edification of the saints and the furtherance of the gospel. Let everyone know that you stand firm on the doctrines of the Reformed faith by wearing apparel from citizenpriest.com. Visit citizenpriest.com today.
As host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, I frequently get requests from listeners for church recommendations. A church I've been strongly recommending as far back as the 1980s is Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey, pastored by Alan Dunn. Grace Covenant Baptist Church believes it's God's prerogative to determine how He shall be worshipped and how He shall be represented in the world. They believe churches need to turn to the Bible to discover what to include in worship and how to worship God in spirit and truth. Grace Covenant Baptist Church endeavors to maintain a God-centered focus, reading, preaching, and hearing the Word of God, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Baptism and communion are the scriptural elements of their corporate worship, performed with faith, joy, and sobriety. Discover more about Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey at gcbcnj.squarespace.com. That's gcbcnj.squarespace.com or call them at 908-996-7654. That's 908-996-7654. Tell Pastor Dunn that you heard about Grace Covenant Baptist Church on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
I'm Dr. Gary Kimbrell, pastor of Bethlehem Baptist Church in Laurel, Mississippi. God tells us in James 1:27 that pure and undefiled religion is to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction. In the providence of God, 3 years ago, I discovered a poor small church outside Lusaka, Zambia, in a township called Kabanana, who are taking care of 24 orphans. I found them just at the time when they had lost all their funding. What was I to do? Could I just say, God bless you, and walk away? The situation of the children sat heavily upon me. As I was praying concerning this need, it came to me, I trust from the Lord, to tell the orphans' plight to a broader audience. The entire need for their clothing, food, education, and some medical services is $73 per month per child. If just 50 of us would give $35 a month, we could meet the need. Bethlehem Baptist Church will pay the fee to get the funds there, so if you give a dollar will get to the orphans. In this season of hope and giving, will you consider giving hope to 24 orphans? Please send your gift of any amount to Bethlehem Baptist Church, 838 Reed Road, Laurel, Mississippi, 39443, or donate through our website, bbclaurel.com. Again, the address is Bethlehem Baptist Church, 838 Reed Road, Laurel, Mississippi, 39443, or bbclaurel.com. Thank you.
Chris Arns and host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, announcing a new website with an exciting offer from World Magazine, my trusted source for news from a Christian perspective. Try World Now at no charge for 90 days by going to getworldnow.com. That's getworldnow.com. I rely on World because I trust the reporting. I gain insight from the analysis, and World provides clarity to the news stories that really matter. I believe you'll also find World to be an invaluable resource to better understand critical topics with a depth that's simply not found in other media outlets. Armed with this coverage, World can help you to be a voice of wisdom in your family and your community. This trial includes bi-weekly issues of World Magazine, on-scene reporting from World Radio, and the fully shareable content of World Digital. There's no obligation and no credit card required. Visit getworldnow.com today.
Also check out World News Group's podcast, The World and Everything in It, at wng.org/podcast. That's W for World, N for News, G for Group, .org/podcast.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries here. If you've watched my Dividing Line webcast often enough, you know I have a great love for getting Bibles and other documents vital to my ministry rebound to preserve and ensure their longevity. And besides that, they feel so good. I'm so delighted I discovered Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding. No radio ad will be long enough to sing their praises sufficiently, but I'll give it a shot. Jeffrey Rice of Post Tenebris Lux is a remarkably gifted craftsman and artisan. All his work is done by hand, from the cutting to the pleating of corners to the perimeter stitching. Jeffrey uses the finest and buttery soft imported leathers in a wide variety of gorgeous colors, like the turquoise goat skin tanned in Italy used for my Nessie Allen 28th edition, with a navy blue goat skin inside liner, and the electric blue goat skin from a French tannery used to rebind a Reformation study Bible I used as a gift. The silver gilding he added on the page edges has a stunning mirror finish resembling highly polished chrome. Jeffrey will customize your rebinding to your specifications and even emboss your logo into the leather, making whatever he rebinds a one-of-a-kind work of art. For more details on Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding, go to PTLBibleRebinding.com. That's PTLBibleRebinding.com.
Hi, I'm Buzz Taylor, frequent co-host with Chris Arnson on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. I would like to introduce you to my good friends Todd and Patty Jennings at CVBBS, which stands for Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service. Todd and Patty specialize in supplying Reformed and Puritan books and Bibles at discount prices that make them affordable to everyone. Since 1987, the family-owned and operated book service has sought to bring you the best available Christian books and Bibles at the best possible prices. Unlike other book sites, they make no effort to provide every book that is available because, frankly, much of what is being printed is not worth your time. That means you can get to the good stuff faster. It also means that you don't have to worry about being assaulted by the pornographic, heretical, and otherwise faith-insulting material promoted by the secular book vendors. Their website is cvbbs.com. Browse the pages at ease, shop at your leisure, and purchase with confidence as Todd and Patty work in service to you, the church, and to Christ. That's Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service at cvbbs.com. That's cvbbs.com. Let Todd and Patty know that you heard about them on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And don't forget, you can call cvbbs.com at their toll-free number, 800-656-0231, 800-656-0231. You can only reach someone physically on the phone line Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time, so remember that. And remember to ask them about the two books they're giving away, True Love by Dr. James M. Renahan, and also my favorite of all biographies, and I'm serious about that, I'm not exaggerating, my favorite of all biographies, A Pastor in New York, The Life and Times of Spencer Cone. Spencer Cone was a 19th century particular Baptist pastor in Manhattan, pastor of the First Baptist Church of New York City. That building, by the way, still stands. And he has such a remarkable life. I have said it many times. He should be, or his life should be, a major motion picture or a documentary. So remember when you call them at 800-656-0231, ask them about A Pastor in New York, The Life and Times of Spencer Cone by John Thornberry, which you can receive for free with a $50 purchase, and also True Love by Dr. James Renahan, which you can also receive free for any purchase, no matter how inexpensive. And that's 800-656-0231. You always have to mention Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio to get these deals and offers that they have provided. Before I return to Dr. Latane C. Scott, and also before I introduce into the program Beth Robinson, as they both discuss protecting your child from predators, I just have a couple of very important announcements to make regarding special events that are coming up that we hope you attend. The first is coming up on Saturday, September 7th, 6:30 p.m. at the Word of Truth Church in Farmingville, Long Island, New York. That's where my friend Pastor Bruce Bennett of Word of Truth Church will be debating a Roman Catholic apologist, Matthew Luke Broderick, on the theme, Is the Office of Pope Biblical? Is the Office of Pope Biblical? That's Saturday, September 7th, 6:30 p.m. at the Word of Truth Church, Farmingville, Long Island, New York. If you want more details, call 631-806-0614. 631-806-0614, or visit their website at the Word of Truth Church, WOTChurch.com, WOTChurch.com. Then, coming up in December, Thursday and Friday, December 19th and 20th, I'm packing up my bags and heading out to my old stomping grounds in New York City to the Foundations Conference. This is a conference for men and ministry leadership only. One of the reasons for that is that their venue is very small. They can only seat less than 200 people in Manhattan for this event. So if you're a man in ministry leadership and you would like to attend during the heart of the Christmas season, and know there's no better place to spend the Christmas season, in my opinion, than in Manhattan. But if you want to join me there, go to thefoundationsconference.com, thefoundationsconference.com. The speakers include Dr. Stephen J. Lawson, Paul Washer, Jeff Thomas, Reverend Armin Tomasian, who is a hidden gem in Christendom. He is absolutely remarkable, Reverend Armin Tomasian. Mark my words, over the next decade, he will become a household name. Richard Caldwell Jr. and Andrew Quigley are also on the roster. If you'd like to join me once again, Thursday and Friday, December 19th and 20th in Manhattan, go to thefoundationsconference.com, thefoundationsconference.com. And then, coming up in January, from Thursday, January 16th through Saturday, January 18th, I am packing up my bags again, this time heading down south once again to the Georgia International Convention Center in College Park, Georgia, a suburb of Atlanta, for the G3 conference. I love this conference so much. This is a conference, by the way, the G3 stands for Gospel, Grace, and Glory. And they have one of the most enormous and phenomenal and spectacular rosters I've ever experienced at a conference. The theme this January is Worship Matters. The speakers include Kosti Hinn. You've been hearing his name mentioned by Dr. James R. White during the commercials for the G3 conference. He is the nephew of the notorious charlatan Benny Hinn. And Kosti is not upset when I say that. He says that himself because he has repented of the word of faith heresies of his uncle. And he is now a Reformed Baptist pastor and cessationist. And an update on James White's ad about him. He is now pastoring in Arizona rather than California. Also speaking at the conference is Derek Thomas, a world-renowned Reformed preacher and writer. Most people in the Reformed faith, at least, know exactly who he is. The aforementioned Dr. James R. White of Alpha and Omega Ministries. Dr. Joel Beakey, who is a friend of mine going back to the 1990s, president of Puritan Reformed Theological Seminary in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Once again, Dr. Stephen J. Lawson and Paul Washer are on the roster at this conference. We have Phil Johnson, the executive director of John MacArthur's ministry, Grace to You. And we have Todd Friel of Wretched TV and Wretched Radio. We have Dr. Tom Askell, another old friend of mine, who is the executive director of Founders Ministries. And Vodi Baucom, another phenomenal preacher. If you have never heard Vodi Baucom preach, go to Sermon Audio or look through YouTube for Vodi Baucom, VODDIEBAUCHAM. He is absolutely mind-blowing, and I'm looking forward to seeing him again at the G3 conference. And, of course, the latest addition to the roster is John MacArthur himself. If you'd like to attend with me this January, go to g3conference.com, g3conference.com. As I have been urging you, if you have your own business or parachurch ministry or something else that you want to promote to the body of Christ, this is an ideal conference to have your own exhibitors booth, just like I will be manning for Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Every time I've manned an exhibitors booth for for Iron Sharp and Zion Radio for the at the G3 conference. Something extraordinary always happens in regard to new sponsors for my show, new guests, just so many things that make me go home with a big smile on my face, rejoicing and praising our Lord. So if you have something that you want to promote to the body of Christ, I strongly urge you not only to attend the G3 conference, register for an exhibitor's booth as well while they still have room. Remember, they typically have over 5,000 people attend this every year, but with John MacArthur on the lineup, I think that they're going to have over 6,000 people. So register for an exhibitor's booth while there's still room. Go to g3conference.com, g3conference.com. And last but not least, if you love this show, Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, you don't want it to go away. You have extra financial resources that are sitting around gaining interest, or it's under your mattress. You have extra money for ice cream and to go bowling and for all kinds of recreational activities. And you have the freedom to share or split some of that for benevolent and charitable purposes. And you love this show and you don't want it to go away. Please go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. You could donate instantly with a debit or credit card in that fashion, and you can also mail in a check the old-fashioned way via snail mail to the mailing address that appears on your screen when you click support at ironsharpensironradio.com. Always remember, I never want anybody siphoning money away from their regular giving to their local church in order to give to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Never do that. Never put your family in financial jeopardy by giving to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Those two things are commands of God in the Scripture to provide for your church and home. Providing for my radio show is obviously not a command of God. But if you are financially blessed above and beyond your ability to obey those two commands, and you love the show, and you don't want it to go away, please go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now, or mail in a check to the address on the screen. Also, if you want to advertise with us, send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com, and put advertising in the subject line. As long as whatever it is you are promoting is compatible with what I believe, I would love to help launch an ad campaign for you immediately. You don't have to believe identically with me, but you need to be promoting something that's compatible with what I believe. That's chrisarnson@gmail.com, and put advertising in the subject line. And also, by the way, folks, as I try to remind you every day, if you are not a member of a Bible-believing church and you're not even prayerfully looking for one, you're living in rebellion against God, please rectify that situation. I have lists of biblically faithful churches all over the world. I have helped listeners in my audience find churches in all parts of the world where they have joined. Some of them contact me to visit churches when they're on vacation or to refer to their family, friends, and loved ones in different parts of the United States or the world. Please send me an email. I may be able to help you. Send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put "I need a church" in the subject line, and I will help you from those lists that I have find a church near to where your need is. So that's also the email address where you can send in a question to Dr. Latane C. Scott and also now Beth Robinson on protecting your child from predators. That's chrisarnson@gmail.com. chrisarnson@gmail.com, and I'm assuming that Beth Robinson has now joined us as well.
I'm here, Chris.
Great, praise God. Well, let me reintroduce Beth. I introduced or informed our listeners who she is before she was able to join us in the beginning of the show. But Beth Robinson is a licensed professional counselor and approved supervisor for licensed professional counselors. She's also a certified school counselor with a teaching certificate and is a frequent expert witness in legal proceedings involving sexual abuse. And Dr. Robinson, Latane already also shared her knowledge of your background in the beginning, but for those of our listeners especially who just joined us, tell us about why it is that you have become a frequent expert witness in legal proceedings involving sexual abuse.
Well, when I first did my training to become a licensed professional counselor, I did an internship with kids who had been removed by Child Protective Services, and that has continued to be a primary expertise of mine, is dealing with kids who have been sexually and physically abused, and I've done this for 27 years now, and as a result of that, I do frequently testify in court.
Wow, well, you're definitely, obviously, very suited to write a book like this. And perhaps you could also chime in, Latane, But just briefly, as far as a working relationship, perhaps our listeners might know, who might even be aspiring authors, how do you work together to bring a book like this to fruition? And we can start with you, Beth, and Latane, you can chime in.
Well, I need Latane because Latane keeps me on the straight and narrow. We work together back and forth. We email back and forth about the outline of the book, and then, honestly, I tend to rush from thing to thing kind of in my daily life, and she keeps me going. She'll say, send me the material for chapter so-and-so, and do this, and do this, and then I'll send it to her, and I provide most of the material that comes from the counseling perspective, and then she provides the material from the theological perspective.
And Latane?
It's just a joy working with someone who has the deep background, extensive knowledge that she has, and can turn the nuts and bolts over to me and let me write it. And she's just so supportive of me in the way I write, and I just couldn't say enough about what a joy it is to write with her. We have completed this book. We're now working on a second book for Bethany. We're under contract to them to write a book about how to talk to your teens about sex. And the idea is protecting your child's or your teen's sexual identity. So we're still in the traces, still working.
Great. And as I've told you already, Latane, I hope to, soon after this program, actually, at least in writing, introduce the both of you to a previous guest of mine, Audrey Werner. Audrey Werner, who is executive director, I believe, at the Matthew 18 group, and she has written a book called What Not to Teach Your Children About Sex. And she has been a licensed sex educator and specializing in the medical field among nurses and so on with sexually transmitted disease. And by the way, if our listeners want to hear Audrey's interviews, her past interviews on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, just go to the archive, ironsharpensironradio.com, click Past Programs Archive, or Past Shows Archive, or Past Shows Podcasts, I'm sorry, and type in Audrey Werner into the search engine and she will come up. But fascinating lady, and I think it would be a great friendship for the three of you to meet.
Great.
And Latane wanted us to pass on a question to you because of your counseling expertise. We received a listener question before you arrived on the show, Beth, from Grady in Asheboro, North Carolina. So I will reread Grady's question because Latane wanted this to be directed primarily to you.
Okay.
I have heard testimonies from repentant homosexuals that they were abused by someone as a child. Do you find this to be common with those that are homosexuals? Also, do you have any suggestions on the best way to confront those doing the cross-dressing reading hours in our public libraries?
I can't say that I have found it to be real common. I will say that sometimes when individuals are sexually traumatized, they do make decisions to have sexual relationships with people of the same sex instead of with the sex that abused them. But I would not say that that is the cause or the absolute norm. I don't know how you shut down the reading in the libraries because it's a public place. I think what you do is you steer children away from it. I don't know enough about where it's happening and what the laws are to be able to comment beyond that.
Okay, and Latane had said earlier that she actually called up our library and said that she has very strong opinions about that and does not want that taking place in her own public library. But thank you again, Grady, if you're still listening. And as I said earlier, make sure we have your mailing address because you've won a free copy of the book that we are giving away today, the book by our two guests, Beth Robinson and Latane C. Scott, Protecting Your Child from Predators. Before I go back to something else in the book, we do have another question. We have John in Bangor, Maine, who asks, it is a very difficult and delicate thing when you may have a suspicion in your mind about someone being a predator or a pervert that may be endangering the lives of your children or those in your community. On the one hand, you want to certainly protect your children and those children around you, but at the same time, you could easily destroy someone's life by tainting their reputation with a false accusation, which is a very serious crime in the eyes of God, and it is slander, and it is wicked for us to be too free and too easily loose with our lips when publicly making such opinions known. So how do we keep that balance? And
well,
Beth, you can start.
I was just going to say, I would not publicly accuse someone based on suspicion at all. I would work with children and make sure that they're used to being around two adults and make sure that my children weren't available to be accessed by someone that I felt might be a perpetrator. But I would certainly not make an accusation without having had a child or someone else work with a professional and verify an accusation.
And Latane, do you have anything to add?
She's the boss. She's the expert. What she said.
Going to something else in your book, Children 5 and Under, What They Should Know. That's a very good section because of the fact that there are children who are being taught about sex far too early, I believe, and especially when in our secular society, and even unfortunately and tragically in the religious society of in those religions that are leftist and apostate, they are being taught that there is nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with homosexuality and other things involved in the LGBTQ umbrella. They are being taught that not only is this completely normal and fine, but it's something to be celebrated. But tell us about how we are to talk about those children in that age category.
Well, I think I want to differentiate between sex education and sexual safety. I definitely think kids before age 5 need to have some basic understandings that it's okay to say no if somebody is touching you in a way you don't want to be touched. It's your body. You can say no to that. And they also need to understand the swimming suit rule, which is any place your swimming suit goes, no one should touch you there. And if they are touching you there, you need to come tell me as your parent immediately. Nobody should be doing that without me being aware. So those are the two really big things I think kids need to know before age 5, which is certainly not what I would call sex education. I would just call that sexual safety training.
Yeah, that's excellent. Do you have anything to add, Latane?
No, I that sounds good to me. I talked the whole first hour. I'm going to let Beth do the talking this time.
Okay. Well, let's move on to abuse by authority figure, the sitter. Obviously, referring to the babysitter, as people call them, even if they're watching your children who are close to being teenagers. But if you could, Beth?
You know, we tend to hire sitters, and they gain our trust easily. I think that we should be screening our sitters just like we would screen somebody if we were going to take our children to daycare. I'm a firm believer in nanny cams. If somebody's taking care of your children, as particularly when they're younger, I think that you should have cameras where you can see what's going on with your children. And that discourages people from doing things that are inappropriate. I think that there are some real issues with hiring teenagers as babysitters. Just because they don't have the emotional maturity that adults do, they might invite their friends over, and you just don't know who else is going to walk through the door if somebody will bring their friends over. I think that we have tended to, in some cases, hire sitters because it's convenient rather than actually really screening them, looking at their social media, seeing what they're talking about and who their friends are, as well as, like I said, having cameras in the home where we can see what's happening with our kiddos.
By the way, do you, this may be out of your purview, but do you have any recommendations on the best places to purchase nanny cams and things like that?
I can just tell you that you can go on Amazon and there will be, you know, 30 different sets to choose from. You can find all kinds of cameras and nanny cams to use that are very inexpensive. You can buy a set of four for under $100 and put them throughout the house and be able to access them on your phone. That's not a particular brand, but they're very common.
Great. And you have a section about abuse by a peer, the small group Bible study. Is there a lot of molestation and abuse taking place in small group Bible studies?
I don't want to say that there's a lot taking place in small group Bible studies. I think, though, that it should, that scenario should make us aware of how often when we're with adult friends or adult family members, we tend to let kids go off in a room by themselves and play. Lots of times we don't know the past history of all of those kids, and even if we do, we may not have an accurate understanding of what they've experienced. So I think that there are inherently risk factors in letting groups of kids go off by themselves without adult supervision. And that scenario in the book talks about a small group Bible study where the adults were studying the Bible and they let the kids go to another room and play. And there was a child in the group who had been sexually traumatized, and he was engaging in sexual behaviors with all the other kids in the group, and the adults were not aware of it.
Wow.
Is that those children were much younger. So that kind of scenario just should make us aware that 20% of offenses occur child on child. And we just need to be aware that there are children who have not been safe, and because they have not been safe, they act out in unsafe ways with other children. And they need our supervision.
Yeah, that brings up a lot of other areas, very tragic situations, like, for instance, on the one hand, you always want to protect children. But on the other hand, you don't want to unnecessarily stigmatize or label a child who has been a victim as almost certainly being a victimizer, being a predator himself or herself. And, of course, even a child might not even understand what that even means. But, again, how do we balance those things where, on the one hand, we always want to make sure other children are safe, but also we don't want to destroy a child's life or a person's life from childhood even into their adulthood by putting some kind of a label on them that they are almost certainly going to be an abuser because they have been a victim.
Oh, I appreciate you bringing that up, Chris, because the overwhelming majority of children who are victimized never become a perpetrator of any kind or engage in problematic sexual behavior. It's a very small percentage. In fact, the risk factor that correlates higher than being sexually abused yourself is actually living in a household where there's domestic violence. That's the number one correlation with children who are likely to act out sexually.
Wow.
And if a child has been victimized sexually, I would encourage the family to use discretion and wisdom in who else they tell, because you don't want your child labeled. You want that to be a very small group of people who know that, if you have any control over it. I realize sometimes the media gets a hold of situations and you don't have control over it, but we certainly don't want to label kids and then have to live with an undeserved label through their childhood, adolescence, and into adulthood.
Now, I think that I'd like to get some of your counsel regarding how alarmed or what level of anger or of horror should be invoked when it is discovered that children are experimenting in ways that they don't even understand are sexual, but if we were to walk into the room, we would think that they were sexual. How do we differentiate in the way we respond between just normal curiosity by children who don't even know anything really about sex, and then, of course, there are age levels where the child certainly knows something, and there's more going on there than the innocence of playing doctor.
Well, I encourage parents that the first time anything is observed, to always treat it the same, which is kind of matter of fact, like you would approach any behavior that a child is doing that is inappropriate. You say, we don't do that, that's not safe, people in our family don't do that, and I don't want you to do it again, and next time if I see something like this, there will be a consequence. Kids who are engaged in, it's not normal, but exploration where there hasn't been problematic sexual behavior, they tend to be curious and kind of playful about it, and when you redirect them and give them a consequence, it just stops. If kids have been exposed to pornography or been abused themselves, it's much more difficult to stop. You won't have difficulty telling the difference pretty quickly because it's harder to redirect. But I also want to say, Chris, there's a 95% success rate in treating children and adolescents with problematic sexual behavior before they reach adulthood. It's about 5% with adults, but it's 95% with children and adolescents. So Even if a child is engaging in some problematic sexual behavior, if you get the right kind of treatment, you can really, really address it well in children and adolescents.
Yeah, and again, I'm assuming that the age of the children involved in what is discovered has a lot to do with the way somebody responds.
It does, because the doctor kinds of things are usually between 4 and 6 years of age, usually right around 4 and 5. That's where you see it. If the kids get older than that, or if there's an age difference in the kids, that should be a red flag that there's probably something else going on here.
Now, we often hear that a lot of the molestations and sexual abuse that has occurred, and sometimes you don't know how much of the media information you can trust or rely upon, but you hear very frequently in the media that when a child is molested, the very first thought in the minds of not only counselors but also perhaps those in law enforcement is that a family member or trusted friend was involved in this. Can you tell us about the percentages of that and how this is to be responded to, etc.?
Well, the statistics support that it is somebody that is a member of the family or close to the family. Almost 90% of offenses are committed by somebody the child knows. And so that's somebody that is trusted by the family and has access to the children. So that's why law enforcement looks there first and Child Protective Services, because that's where 90% of the offenders come from.
Well, we are going to our final break in the show. And if anybody has a question for either Beth Robinson and or Latane Scott, send us the email now because we're rapidly running out of time. Our email address is chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com. And by the way, if I forgot to mention to any of our listeners who wrote in questions already, you have all so far won a free copy of the book, Protecting Your Child from Predators, by our guests today. So make sure that you get your shipping address to me as soon as possible so that cvbbs.com, our sponsors, Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service, can ship those books out to you. And we want to once again thank Bethany House Publishers for providing these books for our listeners who write in questions today. So remember, if you want to join us, our email address is chrisarnson@gmail.com. That's chrisarnson@gmail.com. And give us your first name, at least your city and state of residence, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA, and only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. And we could readily understand that a topic like the one we're addressing today would invoke questions from people who have very personal and private matters. So we will be more than happy to keep you anonymous when you write in. That's chrisarnson@gmail.com. chrisarnson@gmail.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Latane Scott and Beth Robinson and more of our discussion on protecting your child from predators after these messages.
I'm Pastor Bill Shishko, host of A Visit to the Pastor's Study, and I am so thankful to be part of the advertising family right here on Iron Sharpens Iron. If you live on Long Island, or if you're visiting the metropolitan New York area, I invite you to join us for worship at The Haven on Sundays at 4:30 p.m. We meet at the Ascension Lutheran Church facility, 33 Bayshore Road in Deer Park, New York. At The Haven, you'll find God-saturated singing, gospel-rich ministry, and Great Commission opportunities. Learn more about us at thehavenli.com and join us this Sunday at 4:30 p.m., 33 Bayshore Road, Deer Park, New York.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Pastor Nate Pickowitz of Harvest Bible Church in Gilmanton Ironworks, New Hampshire, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Rich Jensen of Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Sule Prince of Oakwood Wesleyan Church in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor John Sampson of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chuck Volo of New Life Community Church in Kingsville, Maryland, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Steve Herford of Eastport Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Roy Owens Jr. of the Church of Friendship in Hockley, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
I'm James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries, and my friend Chris Arnzen and I are excited to be attending another G3 conference together in Atlanta, Georgia, Thursday, January 16th through Saturday, January 18th, on a theme that is vitally important to all of us, Worship Matters. I'll be on the speaking lineup with Derek Thomas, Joel Beakey, Paul Washer, Steve Lawson, Phil Johnson, Tom Askell, Vody Balcom, and the world-renowned preacher, teacher, and author John MacArthur. A fascinating new addition to the roster is Costi Hinn, nephew of the notorious false teacher Benny Hinn. Costi has repented of the word faith heresies of his youth and is now a Reformed Baptist pastor and cessationist in California. Come join me and Chris Arnzen at G3 2020, January 16th through the 18th in Atlanta by registering at g3conference.com. That's g3conference.com. See you there.
As host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, I frequently get requests from listeners for church recommendations. A church I've been strongly recommending as far back as the 1980s is Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey, pastored by Alan Dunn. Grace Covenant Baptist Church believes it's God's prerogative to determine how He shall be worshipped and how He shall be represented in the world. They believe churches need to turn to the Bible to discover what to include in worship and how to worship God in spirit and truth. Grace Covenant Baptist Church endeavors to maintain a God-centered focus, reading, preaching, and hearing the Word of God, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Baptism and communion are the scriptural elements of their corporate worship, performed with faith, joy, and sobriety. Discover more about Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey, at gcbcnj.squarespace.com. That's gcbcnj.squarespace.com. Or call them at 908-996-7654. That's 908-996-7654. 7654. Tell Pastor Dunn that you heard about Grace Covenant Baptist Church on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Chris Arnson, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio here. I want to tell you about a man I have personally known for many years. His name is Dan Buttafuoco. Dan is a personal injury and medical malpractice lawyer, but not the type that typically comes to mind. Dan cares about people and is a theologian himself. Recently, he wrote a book titled Consider the Evidence for the Bible. Ravi Zacharias wrote the foreword. Dan also has a master's degree in theology. Dan handles serious injury and medical malpractice cases in all 50 states. He represents many Christians in serious injury matters all over the country. Dan is an exceptional trial lawyer. He wrote the test for the National Board of Trial Advocacy. And currently his firm has over 100 cases that have settled for $1 million or more, and in approximately 10 different states. In Illinois, his lawyers had the fourth largest settlement in the state's history. In New York, his case involving a paralyzed police officer made the front page of the Law Journal. If you have a serious personal injury or medical malpractice claim in any state, I recommend that you call Dan. Consultations are free. There is no fee unless you win. Dan Buttafuoco's number is 1-800-669-4878. 1-800-669-4878. Or email me for Dan's contact information at chrisarnson@gmail.com. That's chrisarnson@gmail.com.
Lynbrook Baptist Church on 225 Earl Avenue in Lynbrook, Long Island, is teaching God's timeless truths in the 21st century.
Our church is far more than a Sunday worship service.
It's a place of learning where the scriptures are studied and the preaching of the gospel is clear and relevant.
It's like a gym where one can exercise their faith through community involvement.
It's like a hospital for wounded souls where one can find compassionate people and healing.
We're a diverse family of all ages,
enthusiastically serving our Lord Jesus Christ
in fellowship, play, and together.
Hi, I'm Pastor Bob Waldeman, and I invite you to come and join us here at Lynbrook Baptist Church and see all that a church can be.
Call Lynbrook Baptist at 516-599-9402. That's 516-599-9402. Or visit lynbrookbaptist.org. That's lynbrookbaptist.org.
Iron Sharpens Iron welcomes Solid Rock Remodeling to our family of sponsors. Serving South Central Pennsylvania, Solid Rock Remodeling is focused on discovering, understanding, and exceeding your expectations. They deliver personalized project solutions with exceptional results. Solid Rock Remodeling offers a full range of home renovations, including kitchen and bath remodeling, decks, porches, windows and doors, roof and siding, and more. For a clear, detailed professional estimate, call this trustworthy team of problem solvers who provide superior results that stand the test of time. Call Solid Rock Remodeling at 717-697-1981, 717-697-1981, or visit solidrockremodeling.com. That's solidrockremodeling.com. Solid Rock Remodeling, bringing new life to your home.
day at thousands of community centers, high schools, middle schools, juvenile institutions, coffee shops, and local hangouts, Long Island Youth for Christ, staff and volunteers meet with young people who need Jesus. We are rural and urban, and we are always about the message of Jesus. Our mission is to have a noticeable spiritual impact on Long Island, New York, by engaging young people in the lifelong journey of following Christ. Long Island Youth for Christ has been a stalwart bedrock ministry since 1959. We have a world-class staff and a proven track record of bringing consistent love and encouragement to youths in need all over the country and around the world. Help honor our history by becoming a part of our future. Volunteer, donate, pray, or all of the above. For details, call Long Island Youth for Christ at 631-385-8333. That's 631-385-8333. Or visit liyfc.org. That's liyfc.org.
Listening to Christian radio can be a big gamble spiritually. Even many of the major Christian networks that include excellent biblically faithful teachers on their lineup sadly often also include the worst of doctrinally dangerous heretics. If you are a lover of the doctrines of sovereign grace, you need not fear listening 24 hours a day to firstloveradio.org. They feature Christ-centered programming from Reformed pastors and teachers you can rely upon for theological soundness and biblical faithfulness, such as Dr. W.R. Downing, Dr. Peter Masters, Pastor Joe Jackowitz, Pastor Robert Gifford, Al Martin, Edward Del Cor, and more. FirstLoveRadio.org also live streams my Iron Sharpens Iron radio program daily. Please stick around on FirstLoveRadio.org after Iron Sharpens Iron Radio is over to continue being blessed by the unwavering proclamation of the gospel of sovereign grace. Spread the word about FirstLoveRadio.org.
And don't forget, folks, Joe Jackowitz, the founder of First Love Radio, was recently diagnosed with leukemia. His prognosis is that he has a 70% chance of survival. Although that may be encouraging in one way, it's still a scary number. So please pray for Joe, not only for our great physician, Jesus Christ, to heal him completely of this leukemia, but also that the Lord blesses him with peace of mind and comfort and encouragement and confidence in his Maker, that the judge of all the earth will do what is right, and that whatever the outcome, Joe will be blessed according to the promises of God in Romans 8:28, that all things work together for the good for those who love God and are the called according to his purpose. So please pray for Joe Jackowitz, and I will be giving you updates on his health as I receive them. This is the last segment of our program today, and I really already know that I want Dr. Beth Robinson and Dr. Latane C. Scott to return to complete this subject, because there's a lot we are not going to have time to cover. But one of the things that is a shocking thing to read from your book is the idea of being worried about the possible molestation or harm being done to your children by strangers in a restaurant. If you could address that, Beth.
Well, I think as parents, we don't realize that predators will be looking even in restaurants, like when we send our children to the restroom. Lots of times when kids are younger, we'll send them to the restroom, especially in a restaurant where we wouldn't do it maybe in some other places like an arena or larger areas. And we need to be going with our children to the restrooms and things like that. If they've gotten old enough that we don't feel comfortable going in with them, if, you know, if I'm the mother and it's a son, we should be standing outside the door where a child could yell for help and we could hear them. And so we just have to be more intrusive in our supervision of kids in order to keep them safe.
Excellent. And yes, I have friends who have children and grandchildren, and they will always have an adult company them, especially when they are preteens, to the bathrooms at restaurants. Very wise counsel. We have Harrison in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, who said, what advice and counsel do you have for us who are in the public, in social activity, or even walking through shopping malls and other places, where we see parents with little children, and we are so taken back about how adorable they are or how funny they are acting that we want to chuckle and smile and wave to them. In this day and age, it is a very paranoid thing to do such things because you're always going to be wondering if people think that you have evil intentions when you're trying to communicate in some way with children in public. What do you have to say about that?
You know, in this day and time, I would not try to engage with children that I'm not familiar with in public places or other places at all. I just think that as a society, we have become suspicious of that and that we should be very cautious in engaging with children that are not familiar with us at all. I think it does call into question for parents what intent is, and I hate that we've reached that point as a society, but I would say don't interact.
Now, let me ask you a question. I have been in a number of situations, perhaps even especially in restaurants, where I'm sitting at a table and some little tiny child is, for some reason, utterly captivated by me and will start laughing and doing something, and I've laughed back and waved. You think that I should stop doing that? I mean, with the parents right there, of course, I'm talking about.
If the parent sees the child initiate the interaction, I think you're okay. It's when you're initiating, you're the initiator of interaction with the child, or if the parent's not aware the child is interacting with you.
I see.
You know, I would want to draw the parent's attention to it.
Right, yes. Excellent advice. Well, I want you both to have a minute where you just summarize what you most want etched in the hearts and minds of our listeners, and I want you both to come back. We will discuss that later on after the show when you are available, but we need to have you back on for a longer period of time to address these issues. But if you could, perhaps we'll start with Latane. Anything you want to say in summary?
Yes, the book equips and enables parents to be able to create within their children a warrior heart that the child knows what is dangerous and how to protect themselves. Parents can't be there all the time, but they can train their children so that the children know, as Dr. Beth says, where you can't touch me, when, you know, when something is inappropriate, and also to train the kids to yell their heads off if they're uncomfortable with anything anybody's doing.
Yeah, that's a really good bit of advice, just to start screaming and, you know, trying to run away, do whatever you can. And Beth?
I think what I would say is God has entrusted us with these children, and I feel like that we have a spiritual responsibility to be protective toward them, but to also, as Latane said, train them to have a warrior heart and to recognize when they're in danger.
Amen. Well, I want to remind our listeners, if you didn't win the book today, or even if you won the book today and you want to buy additional copies, go to cvbbs.com, cvbbs.com, that's Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service, and ask for Protecting Your Child from Predators. Protecting Your Child from Predators. It is published by Bethany House, and it is by our guests Beth Robinson and Latane C. Scott. If they don't have it in stock, tell them to order it. And once again, it's published by Bethany House Publishers, and CVBBS will get that for you quickly. And remember, you can even call them at 800-656-0231, 800-656-0231, and ask for Protecting Your Child from Predators. And I know that Latane, your website, your personal website is latane.com, latayne.com. Dr. Beth Robinson, do you have any contact information that you care to give?
Yes, my website is kidscallmedoc.com.
Oh, that's excellent. Kidscallmedoc.com. I'm assuming that's DOC.
Yes, it is.
Kidscallmedoc.com. Thank you so much, Dr. Latane C. Scott and Dr. Beth Robinson, for being our guests. Thank all of you for those of you who listened and especially those who took the time to write. And I want you all to always remember for the rest of your lives that Jesus Christ is a far greater Savior than you are a sinner.